Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to describe a resilient person in IELTS speaking, mastering stress handling vocabulary. Describing someone who is adept at managing stress is a common topic in IELTS speaking tests. This skill is highly valued in today's fast-paced world, making it a relevant and engaging subject for examiners to assess candidates' English proficiency. In this guide, we'll explore how to effectively articulate the qualities of a stress-resistant individual, providing you with the vocabulary and structures needed to excel in your IELTS speaking exam. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about stress and how people handle it. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think people experience more stress nowadays compared to the past? A. Absolutely. I believe people today face significantly more stress than in previous generations. The rapid pace of modern life, coupled with the constant connectivity through technology, has created an environment where we're always on the go and under pressure. Moreover, the competitive job market and increasing financial responsibilities add to the mental burden many individuals experience daily. How do you personally deal with stress? A. I have a few go-to strategies for managing stress. Firstly, I practice mindfulness meditation daily, which helps me stay grounded and focused. Additionally, I'm a firm believer in the power of exercise, so I make sure to hit the gym or go for a run regularly to blow off steam. Lastly, I find that talking things through with close friends or family members often helps me gain perspective and feel more balanced. Part 2, Long Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to describing a person who handles stress well. Describe a person you know who is very good at handling stress. You should say, who this person is, how you know them, what kind of stressful situations they face, and explain why you think they are good at handling stress. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about my colleague, Sarah, who I've known for about 5 years since we started working together at a fast-paced marketing agency. Sarah is truly remarkable in her ability to navigate high-pressure situations with grace and composure. In our line of work, we often face tight deadlines, demanding clients, and last-minute changes to projects. These scenarios would typically cause most people to crumble under the pressure, but Sarah always manages to keep her cool. What's particularly impressive is her capacity to juggle multiple tasks simultaneously without losing focus or quality in her work. I believe Sarah excels at handling stress for several reasons. Firstly, she has an incredibly positive outlook on life. Even when faced with challenging situations, she approaches them as opportunities for growth rather than insurmountable obstacles. Secondly, Sarah is highly organized and has developed effective time management skills, which allow her to stay on top of her workload and avoid unnecessary pressure. Moreover, Sarah practices regular self-care. She's often mentioned how she starts her day with meditation and exercise, which I think contributes significantly to her mental resilience. Additionally, she's not afraid to set boundaries and say no when her plate is full, which prevents her from becoming overwhelmed. What I find most admirable about Sarah is her ability to remain empathetic and supportive of her colleagues, even when she's under stress herself. She often takes the time to check in on team members and offer encouragement, which creates a positive work environment for everyone. In conclusion, Sarah's combination of optimism, organization, self-care, and empathy makes her exceptionally adept at handling stress. Her approach serves as an inspiration to me and our other colleagues, demonstrating that it's possible to thrive under pressure with the right mindset and habits. Follow-up questions. How has Sarah's ability to handle stress influenced your own approach to stressful situations? Can you share an example of a particularly stressful project where Sarah's skills were evident? Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think the ability to handle stress is innate, or can it be learned? A. While some individuals may have a natural predisposition to handling stress better, I firmly believe that stress management is a skill that can be cultivated and honed over time. Just like any other skill, It requires practice and dedication. There are numerous techniques and strategies that people can learn to cope with stress more effectively. For instance, cognitive behavioral therapy has been shown to be highly effective in helping individuals reframe their thoughts and develop healthier responses to stressful situations. Similarly, practices like mindfulness meditation and yoga can be learned and integrated into one's daily routine to build resilience. Moreover, exposure to challenging situations in a controlled environment can help people build their stress tolerance over time. This is why many professions that deal with high-stress scenarios, such as emergency services or the military, incorporate stress inoculation training into their programs. That being said, I think it's important to acknowledge that everyone has different stress thresholds, and what works for one person may not work for another. The key is to find personalized strategies that resonate with an individual's personality and lifestyle. Q. In your opinion, how has technology impacted stress levels in modern society? A. Technology has had a profound and complex impact on stress levels in modern society. On one hand, it has undoubtedly increased certain types of stress. The constant connectivity enabled by smartphones and social media can lead to a feeling of always being on, making it difficult for people to disconnect and recharge. The phenomenon of FOMO, fear of missing out, has also emerged, creating anxiety around staying constantly updated with news and social events. Additionally, the rapid pace of technological change can be stressful, particularly for older generations who may feel pressured to keep up. The digitalization of many jobs has also blurred the lines between work and personal life, potentially leading to burnout. On the other hand, technology has also provided numerous tools and resources for managing stress. Meditation apps, online therapy platforms, and fitness trackers are just a few examples of how technology can support mental health and well-being. The ability to work remotely has given many people more flexibility in their schedules, potentially reducing commute-related stress. Furthermore, technology has facilitated access to information and support networks, allowing people to learn about stress management techniques and connect with others facing similar challenges. This can be particularly beneficial for individuals in isolated areas or those dealing with specific stressors. In my view, the key to mitigating the negative impacts of technology on stress levels lies in mindful usage. By setting boundaries around technology use, practicing digital detoxes, and leveraging tech tools that genuinely support well-being, we can harness the benefits of technology while minimizing its potential to increase stress. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in your IELTS speaking test, when discussing stress management, consider using these advanced vocabulary items and phrases. Resilience, riens, noun, the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. Example, her remarkable resilience allows her to bounce back from setbacks quickly. Cope with, phrasal verb, to deal effectively with something difficult. Example, he has developed several strategies to cope with workplace stress. Thrive under pressure, thrive pressure, idiom, to flourish in stressful situations. Example, unlike many, she seems to thrive under pressure, producing her best work when deadlines loom. Stress inoculation, stress elation, noun, a form of cognitive behavioral therapy aimed at reducing stress responses. Example, the company provides stress inoculation training to help employees manage high-pressure situations. Mindfulness, fullness, noun, the practice of being aware and fully present in the moment. Example, practicing mindfulness has significantly improved her ability to handle stress. Emotional intelligence, noun, the capacity to be aware of, control, and express one's emotions. Example, his high emotional intelligence allows him to navigate stressful interpersonal situations with ease. Burnout, burnout, noun, physical or mental collapse caused by overwork or stress. Example, to avoid burnout, she makes sure to take regular breaks and prioritize self-care. Adaptability, ability, noun, the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Example, her adaptability is evident in how quickly she adjusts to unexpected changes in the project timeline. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing stress management, Use a variety of vocabulary and structures to demonstrate your language proficiency. Provide specific examples to support your points, drawing from personal experiences or observations. Show your ability to discuss abstract concepts by exploring different perspectives on stress and its management. Practice speaking on this topic regularly, focusing on fluency and coherence in your responses. Incorporate idiomatic expressions naturally to enhance the sophistication of your language use. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clear pronunciation, natural intonation, and a confident delivery to make the best impression on your examiner. For more tips on handling pressure in various situations, check out our guide on how to describe a time when you had to give a presentation under pressure. This will help you expand your vocabulary and improve your ability to discuss stress-related topics in your IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.